Ladies and gentlemen, the FDA is proposing a new rule which not only, as you see here, threatens to put small farms and food businesses out of business, it also lays the foundation for the BEAST system. They literally want you to track the GPS coordinates of every piece of lettuce on your farm. When you harvest it, when you put it in the fridge, when you ship it, and when you use it in something else. An enormous amount of data that is prohibitive for almost any operation. Let's take a look at this. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And you'll recall a previous report I did about that BEAST system, entitled Architecting the BEAST System, Artificial Intelligence Control of Our Food Supply, wherein we looked at some of the aspects of this agenda to fundamentally transform the food supply chain, the supply chain in general, in fact, using an Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and blockchain-derived solution. That was the architecture of the BEAST system. And there's a few different implementations of this. One of them was being done by IBM in concert with the World Economic Forum. And they talk in this piece about the need to track, as soon as we manufacture a component or pick an individual coffee bean, we're going to give it its own ID and be able to track it anywhere in the world. As soon as we take a fish out of the water, we'll give it an ID, but then maybe you cut it into little pieces. And now we need to provide each part of the fish with its own ID so that we can track it around the world. Because after all, this is Agenda 2030, the desire to track and trace every resource on the planet at all times. Now, if you wanted to implement and roll out a system like this, you know, it's one thing just to describe the architecture of it. Like, well, we could make it work with a blockchain and some of, but to actually get people to do it requires something else completely. A bunch of social engineering about how farms are dirty and dangerous. Why you would need to have recalls of romaine lettuce because of Listeria and other leafy greens because of Salmonella, and you know, all sorts of really dangerous and dirty sounding things would have to be seen across multiple media outlets before people started believing that we got to do something about this. We need the FDA to step in and propose a new rule which, according to the Weston A. Price Foundation here, would apply to almost everyone involved in the food system, including farms, cottage food operators, co-ops, and restaurants. For foods that the FDA lists as high risk, the proposed rule imposes extensive record-keeping requirements, including electronic spreadsheets, tracking of GPS coordinates of where the foods are grown, the location, date, and time that the food is harvested, cooled, packed, shipped, or used as an ingredient in even more food. We want to track it all at all times. That we just said, that's the Agenda 2030 directive. It's part of the UN's sustainability goals here. The current list of foods that the FDA considers to be high risk includes soft and semi-soft cheeses, eggs, seafood, leafy greens, herbs, tomatoes, and more. Here's the full list. Let's go over there to regulations.gov for their requirements for additional traceability records for certain foods. Oh, traceability. It seems like a good idea. After all, we've seen all those recalls of dangerous food. Naturally, we're going to want to be able to trace our food. Thank goodness for the government. They're here to help us. Here is a more inclusive list that the FDA is putting out there. In addition to the items we already enumerated, they also have cucumbers, all leafy greens, kale, watercress, chard, arugula, spinach, everything. Everything. I want to know where every piece of spinach comes from on every farm, the GPS coordinates, melons, peppers, sprouts. Sprouts, in fact, have a whole section down below of additional requirements for those very dangerous sprouts. Tomatoes, any cut. Once you cut it, any fruit and vegetable becomes high risk, all types of fresh cut fruits and vegetables, and then other fish and things like that. So there is a better list. And then also, very importantly, the agency reserves the right to add any more foods to the list it wants in the future. So this is just the beginning. as with all of these things, right? It's a progressive nudging, a progressive implementation of the agenda. The major, and here, right, here's the problem part of the problem reaction solution. The major foodborne illness outbreaks have certainly revealed problems with traceability. This is why we need the BEAST system. It's for your safety, so we can trace things back. So this Food Safety Modernization Act did include some definitions that did not include, it was not supposed to apply to farms. Quote, these requirements should only apply to facilities, which would exclude farms and retail food establishments. But under the new Biden-Harris administration, who is openly waging full-scale warfare on all aspects of food production and farmers, the FDA has now expanded the scope. We've elevated our ambition, as the technocrats say, of the provision to cover everyone who manufactures, processes, packs, or holds food. Anyone who touches food now is covered, and the agency interprets those terms to include people who grow the food, i.e. farmers. Yeah. There are some exemptions. Again, this is the piecewise implementation. It's a little bit at a time. Don't worry, it doesn't affect you yet. Right now, you still have less than 3,000 hens. We're not talking about you, don't worry. Until next week when we add every other food on the list, and then 2 weeks from now we'll get rid of the exemptions. And in fact, it's already the case that these exemptions don't apply. Look, even if your farm or food business falls within those narrow exemptions above, you may still find yourself required to keep extensive spreadsheets of where every piece of chard on your farm was grown, the GPS coordinates. Because the agency is requiring first receivers, that is the business that receives the food items from the original person that grew or made them, to keep extensive records on where it was grown or made, when it was harvested, etc. That information, of course, can only come from the farmer or original producer. So even exempt farms and small businesses could find themselves pressured to keep massive amounts of paperwork or lose their customers. So no, you're exempt from the law, but no one's going to buy from you unless you have all the information you need, right? You're going to lose your market unless you know where every berry on your farm, the GPS coordinates of where it was harvested, and the everything else about we listed above. It's just like Walmart announcing that they were going to move to a net zero carbon supply chain. And if you are net zero, then yeah, you can sell your products at Walmart. But if you're not, if you don't have a zero carbon operation, we're not going to give you shelf space at our stores anymore, which is a complete monopoly. And by the way, Biden-Harris administration was also directing OSHA to roll out new requirements on grocery stores and restaurants. So that will even further that will make them monopolies. No one else is going to be able to serve groceries using online ordering and curbside delivery, which is, you know, we're headed there real fast now. This is another example of how they will narrow the market down to just these select few multinational companies who will use their monopoly to enforce this kind of a thing. You don't have to keep track of the GPS coordinates of every piece of lettuce on your farm unless you want to sell it, right? Unless you want to stay in business, and then you do. Then you'll have to cough up the capital to put together these ridiculous Excel sheets with GPS coordinates of every piece of onion on your farm. And by the way, that does seem quite cumbersome, doesn't it? So in a few weeks from now, it's quite easy for us to say, someone somewhere, probably within the government, will say, crap, I've got 7 trillion Excel spreadsheets that have been sent to me from every small farm in the nation with the GPS coordinates of their peanuts, and I can't do this anymore. This is unmanageable. It's quite cumbersome and expensive. You know what I need? I need a blockchain. I need a BEAST system that IBM and the World Economic Forum have been I've been hearing about it. They told me they've got this system that can track everything for me without 7 trillion Excel spreadsheets. The whole idea of doing it that way is ridiculous anyway, right? So you can see this whole thing, this whole FDA rule that wants to track everything about every piece of lettuce is actually just a wedge to put smaller operations out of the market, to drive them out of business. and to create the problem which necessitates the blockchain solution. This, as I said at the outset, lays the foundation for the Beast system. As if that's not enough, we want even more data coming from our plants. And that's why scientists have taught spinach how to send email. Yeah, it sounds ridiculous. Let's read a little bit more about this. It may sound like something out of a futuristic fiction film, more like dystopic, but scientists have managed to engineer spinach plants which are capable of sending emails. Through nanotech, MIT engineers have enabled plants to wirelessly relay information through cameras back to scientists. We embed within the spinach carbon nanotubules, and then when a certain soil composition chemical changes occur, these nanotubes emit a signal that is picked up by infrared cameras and then collects the data, sends off an email, does whatever. At that point, you're already in the digital space. As they put it, we have now overcome the plant-human communication barrier. Only it's not really human communication, is it? It's digital. They've wired the plants in to their Beast system. So now not only can we collect in real time the GPS location of every plant on every farm, but we can tell you exactly how much nitrogen is available to it throughout the growing cycle, when it got rain, what the soil humidity levels were throughout the season. You can tell everything. This is it. This is Agenda 2030. We want to know everything. We want to know how much energy was consumed. We want to track it and trace it across the earth from farm to fork, and then through, of course, to the biobots in the sewers after you've eaten it. It's a different story. Let's not go there right now. This is unbelievable. And if this weren't enough, of course, we're also seeing the plants and animals, our dirty and dangerous agenda, lurching forward with this new requirement. British Columbia farmers and ranchers are now being required to ID their livestock and register them by the end of 2021. Why? For your safety, of course. Animals are dirty and dangerous. You can say that directly down here. Farmers and ranchers will be required to identify the animals on their property by 2022, a move made by the government to trace, there's that word, to track and trace the whereabouts of livestock. Why? Well, in times of rapidly spreading danger and disease, it's for your safety, folks. Animals are dirty and dangerous. These plants have diseases on them. We gotta track it. It's all for your own good. These changes were just announced last Friday, and according to the Cattlemen's Association, quote, "We're at a time when moving to a mandatory premises ID, an animal ID, it makes sense for more than just traceability. It's for safety. The idea of premises was proven for emergency management back in the fires, except no one was signed up for it yet. But now that we have pandemics, now that we have Bill Gates telling us it's game over for animal agriculture, well, now we want to know where every last cow is. And we have already staggeringly seen from the United Kingdom, due to the bird flu outbreaks, especially around Kent, that DEFRA, their food safety organization, was sent out and started gassing chickens. And guess how they knew where to find those chickens? Because they had already forced people to register your chickens. So as always with the government, when you give them information, when you register, whether it's your guns or your chickens, or now your cows, the government wants that information because it will use it against you. They will come for your chickens. They already have. It's unbelievable to me, but it's happened. They'll come for your cows. And so we need to resist these new livestock tracing and tracking. We need to resist this spinach GPS tracking. I can't even believe the words that I'm saying as these agendas have descended this far already, but they're taking us a whole lot farther, and so we have to stop this now before it goes any farther. That is, of course, why I did the talk about the greater food transformation, talking about how we all need to be growing food right now. We all need to be saving seeds right now, especially saving seeds given the seed shortages I've been hearing from hundreds of people since I did the report on seed companies warning about seed shortages. yeah, it's real. There are very real seed shortages right now. So it's up to all of us to make sure that we're growing food, saving seed, whether you want to start a seed company and sell that seed or just give it away. I did want to share this article from Modern Farmer about a young woman who constructed this little, it's like one of those little lending books, lending libraries that you can put up in your neighborhood and people take a book and they leave a book, only it's got seeds. And you can see free seeds in these times when people are on, you know, losing their jobs and hopefully they're not going hungry, but it is unfortunately happening. That's the reality right now everywhere in the world. People should be able to grow their own food. And if the big companies are like Johnny's and Baker Creek are shutting down or slowing down their orders, then again, the responsibility falls to those of us who have seeds and have saved seeds before to make these things available to other people who want to be able to grow food right now. Because we all have to, I just can't say it enough, we all have to be growing food right now and saving seeds and empowering our communities around us to do the same thing. No one should be trying to grow food and failing because they can't get seeds. That's unacceptable. And it's a situation we can prevent by doing something as simple as this. So the idea caught fire, and now people have taken the idea to other states, and she can claim that there are now seed libraries launched in every state, but that's not enough. It needs to be everywhere. I do applaud this young woman, and I'm glad actually that Modern Farmer, which is pretty mainstream, covered this. But I just wanted to share that with you here. The reason, and this is the good news at the end of the day, the reason that the establishment is working so hard to take over the food supply is because growing food is actually not terribly difficult. We have done it since the beginning of time. A single plant does yield hundreds, and if not thousands, of seeds. And so it's not inconceivable that given the awakening that's happening right now, that we can turn this whole thing around real fast. And that's why these agendas are moving at such an absolutely breakneck speed, both to preclude people from figuring out what's going on before the chains have fully gone on, but also because it only takes a fraction of us to grow out a good selection of crops 1 year and save a whole bunch of seed. And then we can really turn this whole thing around that next season. That's where we are now, folks. And that's why I say we all have to be doing that right now. So please do it. Thanks for watching, and thanks for spreading this message so that we can overcome the technocrats and their attempt to take over our food supply. We'll leave it there for now, but rest assured there are many, many more attacks across every front you can imagine on food production and on farmers, from the financial to the lockdowns that are keeping harvest labor from reaching them. But again, that only affects large-scale operations. And so if you're doing this in your backyard, you are you're better able to cope with these kinds of things. So it all comes down to that emergent, decentralized food system. Again, that talk was called The Greater Food Transformation. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you're watching this video on YouTube, get off of it. Please find the channel on bitshoot.com/iceagefarmer or odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer. I did a DLive stream tonight just to sort of fire that thing up. I know censorship has started happening there as well, but what are you going to do? It's happening everywhere. The main site that I run is iceagefarmer.com, and that will stay available for as long as I can keep it up. If you value this information and want to support this broadcast, there are a few ways that you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support, and I very genuinely appreciate your help in keeping this whole thing running. So thanks again for watching and for sharing. Let's go grow abundant food and share tons and tons of seeds with people who can no longer get them online.